On the Conservation in Action Tour, I'm speaking with Polly Bradley with John Deere. First of all, Polly, tell me what you do.
I'm project manager for John Deere with our nutrient application equipment. We're in the fertilizer application business and work with that primarily.
You kind of give us a welcome here to this tour that we're going on. Tell us what we're doing, what your message is for the group here.
Well, the message is agriculture is a solution to some of these water quality issues and some of the environmental health issues. And I think that's part of the tour is trying to position agriculture, get everybody aligned so that our impact can be bigger and broader overall.
Well, what will we expect to see during our time here?
Well, I think we're hearing from the producers first and foremost how they're overcoming the challenges and the barriers to adoption of conservation practices, how they're balancing production. We just heard from one producer who is a yield winner in the National Corn Yield Contest, and he's also helping to be a good steward and clean up the waters too. So truly can be done. They're just sharing with us some ways in which they're adopting technologies and practices to make it happen.
Well, one thing that struck me with this particular stop at Renwood Farms is precision agriculture applications play a real key role in terms of some of these conservation practices.
Certainly do, whether it's minimizing the tillage through through tram lines or coordinated traffic patterns in the field, or whether it's minimizing inputs so that you get the right amount of inputs in the right place to do the right job. Precision agriculture and technology is enabling a lot of that.
And so I think what I heard also is that it really is possible to have high yields or have as a goal high yields while at the same time following very good conservation practices that in essence as they can measure it is really helping clean up some of the environmental concerns and water issues here in this watershed.
Yeah, it's not only how you manage the crop that you're growing, but it's the crops that you choose to grow, the seasons and the times in which you choose to manage the land and apply the inputs. So they are certainly doing that, and it's a change for some. And that's a great thing about going and seeing these farmers is they're doing things that some folks aren't, and we can all learn from it.
So we have people here that are from a variety of different types of businesses and organizations. Is the goal to help them better understand what's being done on that farmers are doing to help better inform them and their constituents about that?
Oh, absolutely. There's a number of producers who have chosen to come on the tour, but as you mentioned, there's also folks from industry and folks from the governmental and the policy side who don't understand agriculture and spoke with one individual last evening from the EPA, and she says, folks just don't invite us out every day to their place, and this is a wonderful opportunity for them to see real world what's happening out there and the impact it's having on society and in the environment.
Well, I'm just glad to be a part, and thank you. That's Polly Bradley with John Deere, which is one of our sponsors here. Actually, I should make sure I thank John Deere for their support of what CTIC is doing, and here on the Conservation in Action Tour, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.